You're listening to SBS News.
Comedian Volodymyr Zelensky has played the role of president in a Ukrainian television comedy. But in an unusual case of life mirroring art, he could soon be taking on the top job in real life as the first round of voting continues. Current President Petro Poroshenko is seeking re-election, but the comedian has emerged as the front-runner in recent polling by the Kiev International Institute of Sociology. The 41-year-old has no political experience, and Mr. Poroshenko says the polls are sobering for the government.
I don't feel any euphoria. I critically and rationally understand the signal which the society is delivering to the current authorities. It's a severe lesson for me and our whole team. It's an absolute serious reason to work thoroughly on the mistakes made during the last years. But the one who makes no mistakes is the one who does not do anything.
Mr. Zelensky acts in a popular Ukrainian comedy called Servant of the People. Strangely enough, it's about a character with no political experience who unexpectedly becomes president. His backers say it's his lack of political experience which is the very reason they support him, with allegations of corruption engulfing many Ukrainian politicians, including the president himself. Mr. Zelensky is presenting himself as someone who can challenge the system. But critics are concerned the political novice doesn't have the skills to address the myriad of problems the country faces. Tensions with Russia, an ongoing military conflict with Russian separatists, corruption, poor economic performance, and more. Mr. Zelensky says he knows what he would say to President Putin.
I will tell him the following. Well, you finally gave us back our territories. How much money are you ready to give us as a compensation for the fact that you took our territories and that you assisted people who participated in escalation of conflicts in Crimea, Donbass, and assisted them on the awful, cruel, and disgusting path?
There are 39 candidates to choose from, but only three are considered to seriously have a chance: Mr. Poroshenko, Mr. Zelensky, and Yulia Tymoshenko. Ms. Tymoshenko served as the Prime Minister and has already run for president twice. Mr. Poroshenko has kept his campaign line simple, with the slogan Army, Language and Faith. Mr. Zelensky's platform, however, is less clear. Apart from his pro-EU stance, it's not entirely clear what his policies are. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.